Yeah.
You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Sportscast.
Yes! Welcome everybody to the bingemedia.net Binge Sportscast.
The Binge Boys gave us a show, and we hope it don't fucking blow. But the rule is you must drink while you podcast.
Because I remember none of it.
Well, we're talking about sports, about balls and shapes and sorts.
Play hard.
Just don't bet on what we say, cause you fucking lose.
Yeah. Woo!
It's the Binge Sports Cast. It drops every Thursday with your two drunk hosts from Detroit and NJ, talking college roundup and around the league. We've even got a Google voice.
Yes, me.
You can call us up if that's your choice.
You suck.
Just don't be offended by what we say.
And don't bother fact checking us either.
Stop being assholes.
We're just two bobbledygooks.
Yes!
Just two bobbledygooks.
Okay, there you have it.
This is the Sportscast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's Binge Sportscast, bingemedia.net. I am your host, TM, at TMoody1107, and the return of PJ is now upon us.
Yes.
PJ, are you wearing Mickey Mouse ears?
No, but maybe at some point I was. No, I do. I wasn't. No,
you were. Come on.
No.
What's going on, sir? I think you're stressed over some non-sports related issues. I'm stressed over some technical issues. We're both drinking. What are you drinking?
I started with, I don't know, some hard cider, something or other. I don't, are you guys getting this like big influx of like craft ciders now in your region?
Yes.
It's kind of gone from, you know, the old days of Angry Orchard or whatever, you know, like super sugary ciders now to like more actual good tasting hard ciders. So I'm drinking a Pulsar semi-dry cider, or I just finished that, and I've moved on to a Sam Adams Hopscape here. And yes, I wasn't even going to drink tonight, but I, as you alluded to, I got back from a condominium board association meeting, and I want to kill myself and everybody in that room. So, yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, I said that the craft cider craze is happening around me. I didn't say I was participating in it. So I don't know what it is you're doing over there. I am drinking the King of Beers, a Budweiser.
Whoa. I love me some Bud, by the way.
It is delicious. I absolutely shy away from this beer at all costs normally because the Bud Muds are a thing, and I'm not going to shy away from discussing the fact that I've suffered from them in the past. But my father was over. We did some pre-Mother's Day drinking at our apartment, and he only drank three of the six, so I will be drinking the other three tonight, and then we will pee break, and I will find other alcohol in my apartment, because the tech diff that we just went through,
yes,
was more frustrating than a bad day at my shitty job. And that being said, I don't think I've been – okay, so I'll put it this way. As prepared as I was to do last week's show on my own,
yes,
is as unprepared as I am right now to do this show. There have been so many rainouts on the Mets calendar that I feel like I'm almost slipping. That and the fact that they suck has me like starting to pay less attention, which is going to either hurt my mini binges or I'll just come up with something else. But that and the boredom that is the NBA playoffs – and my zero interest in the NHL playoffs. I mean, I was watching golf on Sunday.
Right. And I'm like, totally.
It's killing me right now.
I'm totally with you. As prepared as we can be for this show, I think collectively this is as unprepared as we've been for a show ever. So I don't know what that's going to do for us. Maybe it's a good thing.
Great show. We're going to, we got 5 BSVs. We're going to get right into it. Kind of like I did last week and, let the callers kind of drive the topics. And I think that's a good idea because the 5 people that called this week are probably the only 5 people listening.
Hey, come on. Your dad's listening, right? Or did you drop too many F-bombs last week?
I think that was I did good last week, but I think he's a mini binge viewer and was not happy with my tag. But I told him that's not changing. So.
Yes. That's what, yeah. As much as we, I don't know. I don't want to say limit, but yeah, try to be as serious as, you know, of a sports show as we can. That tag right off the hop and right off the back, is.
I think it's actually right off the bat.
What did I say? Back? Yeah, I know. Yes. Bat. Yeah. Sorry. I've been drinking. Leave me alone.
So, all right, let's just jump right into it because I'm excited about the first caller because, well, those that do listen will know why. But first, let's get into some of the.
It's not in the way that you tweet us.
Assholes.
It's not in the way you've been dissing on me.
I know it.
If you've got something to say, then just call up the BS voicemail.
Call the line.
Tell the sportscast what's on your mind.
708-316-8822.
Call the line. Tell the sportscast what's on your mind.
708-316-8822.
708-316-8822, 708-316, Michael Irvin, Emmett Smith.
Whoa.
BSV, call the line.
That's old school.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. All right, let's get right into this first call because we don't want to hear it, so let's just get it over with.
Hey, what's up, SportsCast? This is your homeboy, Art, from Cali. And there is an Inside the Cage segment, but it's not enough to fight. The UFC fight is kind of a snoozer, nothing special. There is a good boxing fight. It's actually on ESPN Free TV. Vasily Lomachenko versus Linares. It should be an all right fight. Lomachenko should take it, but that's not the reason I'm calling. I'm calling because I saw this douchebag down the front here. And his license plate read Laker Raider. It's LKRRHR. And I don't know why it just pissed me off that his license plate just seems so douchey. So my question to you is, have you guys know anyone or have yourselves any douchey or sports-related license plates or vanity plates? I mean, I can only imagine what fucking Jack Valvey has. I mean, something about Tom Brady and his Bubba Drink. But just curious what you guys think, if you guys have anything, what your opinions are. Take care. Loving the show so far. And take care, guys. Later.
All right. I'm not going to play what I wanted to play because he didn't talk anything about MMA. But now, what does the license plate say? It says Laker what?
I'm looking at the transcription, and Laker Raider? I don't know. Was it see you later?
Los Angeles Raiders? Like...
I don't know. Art, you were breaking up, and yeah, I'm not sure.
Laker Raider. Thinking about it off the top of my head, I don't know that I've seen too many sports-related license plates, but I'm sure driving through other states I have, and if I have seen them in those moments, I definitely said, what a douche. You know, if they weren't my team's references – I would have been pissed.
Yeah,
about it. No doubt about it.
It's funny that Art brings this up because at last year's Lollapalooza, I was in a car with Pete and MC and maybe Carrie, and we were talking about, there was a car in front of us or something, and there was a license plate, some douchey license plate, and I had brought up the fact that I had seen something as douchey just like 2 weeks prior, and I'm kind of wasting time here. I'm looking through my phone. I'm trying to find what it was, but maybe as we go through these BSVs, I'll try to find it because I think I posted it somewhere. So I know we get the – do you guys have in New York for certain college teams? So for like Michigan, for instance, it'll have like the big block M on like the left side of the license plate, or for you guys maybe a big S for Syracuse. And then people will use that as like the start of a word.
Yeah, like Rutgers. You'll see Rutgers as you drive down the turnpike here. Definitely.
And so, you know, I've seen, you know, like for Michigan State, the Spartans, there's big block S, and people have that and it'll say, you know, Spartion or something like that or some stupid shit. I mean, I think all that stuff is, I don't know. Douchey, a perfect word, as Art said, is douchey, but nothing that you know pops off the top of my head here. But yeah, I like the fact that he calls out Jack, because yeah, Jack probably has a license plate that says, you know, Brady's boy, Brady's butt boy, something along those lines. Balls. Yeah. So I'm going to find it here. But thanks, Art. You totally are disappointing TM in everything that you just brought up, because it wasn't what he wanted you to bring up.
So. He's mentioning boxers and stuff. And I mean, I don't understand the names, not because I can't hear what he's saying, but, you know, I guess it's foreign boxing. Would be the word, and not because these people that he's mentioning are foreign. It's just because the names are so foreign to me. It's like, what are you saying? Like, what happened to Mike Tyson? George Foreman. Now it's like Helode Nada versus, you know, I'm out here. Move on.
I mean, literally, as soon as Pacquiao and Mayweather retired or pseudo retired, that was the end of boxing for me.
Yeah, well, we all got into the McGregor fight, even though
I just saw an article speaking of that today, and I didn't even read it. And this is typical like news today; it's just headline news, right? I mean, it's like Twitter news, but something about McGregor's coach saying that Mayweather getting in the octagon was a terrible idea, which I totally agree with. But I'd love to see it.
Hell yeah. I'll watch any event he's involved in, not an MMA event, but I would watch any professional, you know, non-MMA event that guy gets himself involved in for money and, you know, just for the hoopla of it all.
Yeah, the entertainment value of the pregame, if you will.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Art. Call in and talk about MMA so TM can play your sounder. What?
Stop being assholes.
All right, here we go. The next one is from an unknown caller. I don't know who this is. Let's see.
Hey, Sportscast, Reed here. I just wanted to welcome back PJ after his vacation.
Thanks,
Reed. What was your favorite ride, PJ? Also, what was your favorite princess? I know not technically a princess, but I really enjoyed what's her name? Mary Poppins. She was quite an attractive young lady.
Oh.
Anyway, the MLR, it's off, it's running, it's doing well. All of the teams look like they're getting up to speed pretty quickly. I've been watching on the MLR Facebook page, but in the States you can watch it on ESPN or ESPN Plus. Yeah, if you've got the chance, you know, go out and have a look at one of the games. Now, you know, I'm stoked to hear that TM's dad listens to the show. Hi, TM's dad, how are you?
Unbelievable.
I was wondering if you had any stories of PJ.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to be embarrassing, but if they are, that's great. you know, stories of TM in his childhood sport. It'd be great to hear you call in and maybe drop TM in it. It'd be great. I've got my parents coming up for a meal in a couple of weeks, and I was hoping to get a cut of slow roast beef. And I was just wondering, you know, which type I should get. You know, I'm looking to maybe cook it over maybe 12 or 24 hours. I don't know. The slower the better, maybe. But, if you could also drop that knowledge as well, that'd be great. Anyway.
Wait, so is Reed asking your dad to drop knowledge on slow roast beef?
Indeed. Indeed he is. Let me tell you how amazing this is. I'm drinking Bud for the first time in a long time, and it's my dad's Buds, and my dad just received a BSV on the Binge Sportscast.
It's amazing. So what is your dad's name, TM?
He's Senior. I'm Junior.
Oh, what? It's amazing. Yes. How has this gone on this long and nobody knows that you are TMJ? TM Junior? It's amazing. This is amazing. Junior. I'm just going to start calling you Junior.
I'm thinking right now. I have tags on the internet that are like Tom Junior, Thomas Jr., stuff like that. I guess they're not within this community, if you will. But anyway, yes.
That's...
His name is Tom, but he goes by Shooter or Shooter with his golf buddies. Gilmore and all that stuff. So there's a lot of Shooter.
Shooter!
When we're drinking.
Shooter tour!
Here's a quick lesson.
This is amazing news. Thank you, Reed, for bringing this to the surface, if you will. So
I'll have my father listen and he can call in. I don't know about the stories of me from younger sport, but who knows? I'll let him hear Reed's call and we'll see how he responds. We'll give him a couple Budweisers and I'm sure he'll leave an epic voicemail.
Yes, let's do it.
He mentioned MLR, Major League Rugby.
Yes.
I still haven't gotten around to actually watching a game because it's Saturday, Sunday afternoons. I work Saturdays and Sunday is my only day off. So I haven't gotten to that point where I'm going to sit down and watch rugby, but I am always checking the standings and the Seawolves are 2-1 in second place.
Now, let me tell you a little something about the coverage for these MLR games. So I just happened to like see some highlights on Twitter. And to say that they're the equivalent of a high school football game is maybe stretching it. Because the highlights that I saw looked like a guy holding a camera, like a handheld camera on the sidelines.
It's on ESPN.
I don't know. Is it on ESPN? I don't know, man.
Maybe it was for the first day and they dropped it already.
Well, Reed's saying ESPN Plus, which it's just like, you know.
I might not even have that. Actually, I'm pretty sure my DirecTV Now, I don't have that.
The ESPN Plus is like the online premium pack or whatever that online premium package is what you have to have to, you know, their way of kind of combating the cable, a new right. Sports fan experience, as they call it.
This shit should be on NBC at 1 p.m. If you want this to work, then you got to put, I don't know.
I don't know. They're pimping it on their site.
There's no East Coast teams. It's a weird setup they have going here. I mean, what is it? They do everything on the western half of the United States because it's closer. to Australia. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand. Reed, call back. I need more knowledge.
More information.
Yes.
Yeah. Other than that, Reed, favorite Disney ride was Test Track at Epcot. And there you have it. That's all I'll say about Disney. I did find TM. Here you go. I found the license plate that I was talking about. This is so good. So it's exactly as I was talking or saying about the like the MSU, the Michigan State Spartans, the big S, block S logo.
Yes.
And the S is the start of a license plate that reads, "Sup, bro." And I have a picture of it that I will send you.
You have to send it immediately because I need it.
And it's on a, looks like a Subaru, some Subaru coupe. I don't know what the car is, but yeah, that's what we've got rolling around here for all my Spartan fans. Sup, bro. And if that is not the definition of the douchey license plate, I don't know what is.
It's terrible. Reed, I will, I'll play your voicemail for my father. See what he wants to do. I already texted my mother, so it's in the works. The wheels are turning. Shoot it.
All right. We've got another unknown. These are all unknowns, and I have no idea who this is. It's 13 seconds long, and here it is. Yeah.
It's El Mariachi.
Oh, hey, Sports Cafe. This is Orlando. I would like 2 chili cheese dogs, a large fry, and a extra jumbo Dr. Pepper. I'll be there in 20 minutes to pick it up. Bye.
What the fuck was that?
Play that shit again.
All right, let me crank this up. What the fuck is this?
Oh, hey, Sports Cafe. This is Orlando. I would like 2 chili cheese dogs, a large fry, and a extra jumbo Dr. Pepper. I'll be there in 20 minutes to pick it up. Bye.
I don't even know what to do with that. Any ideas? Unbelievable!
I don't know. That was great. I'm just trying to figure out who it was. I think I have a pretty good idea, but we'll discuss it off air.
Excellent. Well, thanks,
Yolando.
Yeah, this is Rolando. It says Rolando. Rolando. All right. Well, from one unknown caller to the next.
Yes.
Hey boys, it's El Mariachi calling in again. Just wanted to call on. Get a voice call in before you guys record for the week. So I went to a game yesterday, Giants.
Giants of course, won. You did.
Giants fucking who the fuck did we play, man? Fucking you played the
game.
Of course I knew that. And real quick, I guess there was an earthquake prior to the beginning of the game.
Oh, I did see this. Like
3.5 or something. I don't know. I think I felt it, but I thought it was the person behind me just like it's pushing my seat. Either way, it didn't really do much. Anyway, we won. Right? Giants won. We were able to string together a lot of good hits. And Crawford, Posey, McCutcheon actually got his 1,500th career hit, which was a really cool moment. You know, but overall, man, it was a good game. Reds coming off a 6-game winning streak. We snapped that win streak. And we have 2 in a row, which isn't much, but, you know, for us, the way we've
one more, that's called a winning streak.
just saw that Brett Gardner is scheduled to maybe come back in a few weeks. So we have that to look forward to. Everybody else, I was looking at our injuries, Melanson, which I could give a shit if Melanson comes back. He's done nothing for us, even when he was healthy. But Joe Panik, he's progressing. I'm looking forward to seeing him come back. And I didn't really see anything about Mac Williamson and all the other guys, but But we'll see what happens with those guys. And I just, you know, you want to see your team healthy, and that's what I have to look forward to. I'm going to go to another game, I guess, on Friday. I think I have another one on Friday that I'm planning on going to. Apart from that, I think I had some other shit to say, but I'm probably going to get cut off. So guess what? I'm hanging up, and I'm calling back.
Oh, my God. All right, let me summarize that call for you right here. I went to a Giants game. Not sure who they played. There was an earthquake. We won.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
What the fuck is going on? He didn't sound bombed at all, so it's not like he's in the parking lot after the game calling in. But he's like, I went to the Giants game, and it was a good game, Giants won. Good game, Giants won. I don't know who they played. Who did they play?
Oh, yeah, and there was an earthquake.
Oh, they played? Actually, right now, sitting here, I don't fucking know who they played. I did not get that from the call.
I did see some tweet somewhere that they showed, and it was very mad. They're like, look at the camera shake as there's a 3.5 degree, or what did they call them?
Richter. 3.5 degrees.
No, that's not. That's what I said. That's not right.
Anyway. And you saw it though. You saw it on.
You could see the camera. It's like from the center field camera. You know, it shook a little bit, but I mean, watching it, you'd have no idea unless somebody told you. So, anyway.
Amazing.
All right. Well, yes.
El Mariachi going to a game every 3 days. It's unbelievable. Yeah. He's got to live.
I'd forget who they played too if that were me.
I guess. Good point.
Right, here you go. Back. He called back. Yes.
Hey boys, it's my guy again. All right. So, Kano got hit with a 80 game suspension. I think it is for the
Kano.
Kano? What is
Kano? It's like fucking kid. No, like Mortal Kombat. Let me go back.
Kano got hit with
Kano.
No.
80 game suspension, I think it is, for the performance enhancing drugs.
Yes.
So that happened, right?
Yes.
You know what? I thought Kano was a good player. He's an older guy, so to have him busted for performance enhancing drugs, not out of the realm. I mean, obviously it happened. I'm disappointed, man. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I love baseball, so I want a pure sport. In a perfect world, that's the way I'd love it, right? But it's gonna happen. People use drugs and they do stupid shit, and that's what it is. To transition from that, what's up with the gambling? I haven't even really looked into it, but they have legalized gambling and sports. How is that going to work? Do you guys know? I don't fucking know.
GM fucking knows. An
opinion on the matter. Will we be able to go to like a game and just place bets on the game there at the stadium?
No.
Would that be a good idea, you guys think? Is that good for TM? I don't fucking know, man. What do you think, PJ?
Not right. Good for TM.
At the stadium?
Gambling in general.
I know I had something else, but fuck, dude, for the life of me, I can't remember. So it must not be that important. Anyway, you guys have a good show, man. I'll talk to you guys later. Yep, I'm out.
It's like he doesn't even want to hang up. Well,
two topics that I did think we would discuss tonight.
Yes.
But the Kano thing, what's your take on the Kano suspension?
Dude, Kano. Get it right.
Kano.
I don't know, man. You're talking about I don't know. He's got to be top 25 paid players at least right now in the league. I mean, if you're making $25 million a year, don't you talk with somebody about what the fuck you're putting in your body? Oh, sorry, TM Senior. What you're putting in your body? I mean,
I'm trying to like look this up right now, but wasn't it like a dietary?
Well, yeah, it was.
It's not like apparently. He took steroids.
Right. It was a substance. Yeah. A banned substance that was part of, you know, their agreement or whatever, you know, whatever they agreed with in the collective bargaining agreement or whatever. But still, don't you, when somebody gives you, it was something that his doctor prescribed to him, right?
Yeah, but, in the Dominican Republic.
Right. But don't you, at that point, you say, all right, well, let me just take a picture of this and send it to, you know, I'm sure each team is like, hey, if you're going to take anything, send us a picture or send us what it is. We'll let you know if you can take it. That's the only thing that I ever, when all of these types of stories come out and the guys all say that they're not, you know, that they took it by accident or they weren't taking anything bad. Every time that happens, all I can think about is, how do you not ask somebody?
Yeah.
You're making $30 million a year, $25 million a year, and you're essentially now giving up $11 million or $12 million based on what, you know, your doctor prescribed, and you know that you're going to be drug tested or tested.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I mean, the take around here is everybody's like, when Cano was a Yankee, he hung out with A-Rod and Melky Cabrera, like, right, exclusively and constantly. So it's like, why are you surprised? You know, he just got away with it longer kind of attitude. And then you had the Frank Thomas thing on the MLB Network where he was like so angry, you know, against it, you know, against it. And he's just like, he went on this tirade. And then what's his face is sitting next to him. Oh my God. Nick Swisher.
Right.
And he responds afterwards. I don't know. I think the two of them kind of sounded a little foolish. But my point is, why is this a news story? Because it's Cano. I mean, he's from the same generation as all the other guys.
Yeah.
He just came up younger. But why are we acting like this is any different than anybody else? Is it just because we need something to talk about because everything else is so boring right now?
Yeah. I mean, it's a name. It's a name that people know. It's a big money, you know, player. It's a big suspension. I mean, 80 games is substantial. And yeah, it's, you're getting into the June in baseball, 40 games in.
Right.
Got to have something to talk about. Clearly can't talk about the Mets. They haven't won a game in a month.
All right. You're not triggering that right now. Move on. So anyway, and he brought up the gambling.
Yes.
I mean, let's see what happens. I feel like I can sit around and just gamble anything I want on my phone anyway. So if they're going to be taxing winnings, then legal gambling is worse than illegal gambling. You know what I mean? Like, that's my one thought on this right now. We got to see. I mean, there's like New Jersey, 12% on winnings. Get the fuck out of here. And then,
now aren't there sports books like in Atlantic City? I thought that was like one of the two places that there were
casinos, not.
Well, that's what I mean. Like at the casinos in Atlantic City.
No, there's no sports book in Atlantic City.
Huh. That's weird. Cause I mean, that's not weird. Yeah. That's because that was the big, so Detroit has casinos, this like the city limits of Detroit. We have three casinos. I know Ohio just, passed the casino, 6 years ago, maybe. So like all their major cities, Cleveland and Toledo and probably Columbus and Cincinnati and all of them have casinos. But that was always the big argument here in Detroit, is like, why don't they have sports books? It would garnish so much popularity and so much money. And it obviously came from this rule.
Upstate New York is littered with casinos. I mean, that's where the Kicks played half our shows towards the end, was always in these casinos. Connecticut's got them, Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, Pennsylvania's got them. I mean,
yeah,
the Indian reservations and now beyond that. But yeah, no sports books. Sports book is only Vegas.
That's crazy.
And if I'm wrong, then that's only because I actually didn't know. Because,
yeah,
you know, I would be down there thinking, you know, obviously using that.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, we always talk about it just for the NCAA tourney, just to go down to the sports book and watch all the games. And, you know, I'd much rather go and blow $200 in 3 hours on games than blow $200 at a blackjack table in 3 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's much more entertaining.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, oh, absolutely. You can lose $200 in less than 5 minutes on a blackjack table, trust me.
So that's I don't know what it's gonna do to each state and how they're gonna tax it, like you said.
Right. I mean, you know what? Who cares? I mean, that, you know what? Actually, I think we scrap this topic because
it's too early.
But like, who cares? Like, I think the question is like that. All right, so this is the question I have for you. Will this change the games themselves? Like, people are saying now that you have to watch for more, like, throwing of games.
No, because it's. I mean, TM, you gamble on sports, right? I mean, it's not.
It's all fixed.
Yeah. Well, do you actually believe that?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, though.
I do. I lose. When I lose, I do believe that. Right.
It's
definitely not football. Basketball feels fixed at times.
Sure. And because it can be controlled by one person, right? I mean, more or less, a guy can can lose a game for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of like wait and see. Like, all right, it is a big change and it's interesting, but it's almost anticlimactic because it's like pot. It's like you're legalizing something that I've already been doing or can get my hands on or have experienced. It's like, right.
And now it's going to go to the state level, and it doesn't necessarily mean that just now all of a sudden there's going to be sports books in every casino, right? I mean,
right. They're not popping up on every corner.
Yeah. I mean, the Supreme Court essentially just said it's unlawful for the federal government to prohibit it just to Nevada or whatever it was in very simple terms. So I don't know if, is it going to get to the point where I can go to a bar like Keno and just be like, hey, I want to put $100 for the Lions to cover, you know, ring it up on the Keno machine, just like daily lottery or whatever. I think that might get a little excessive, but if you're going to, you know, if you can allow sports books and in the right combination, it's not going to change anything with sports. I mean, it's like this bullshit, like them holding out teams in Vegas. Like, what does it matter? Now that argument's gone out the window completely. And I think El Mariachi brought up the fact, like, are you going to be able to go to games and bet on that game? I heard an article heard on the radio today. They said that, so Dan Gilbert, who is the owner of the Cavs, is a big Detroit guy. He owns a lot of property in Detroit. Anyway, him and the Ilitches, who own the Tigers and the Red Wings, they both own casinos in Detroit. And they specifically said that they wouldn't allow betting on any of their teams. So Gilbert owns a casino. So he said, you will not be able to place bets on the Cavaliers at that casino. And then the Ilitches, who own the Tigers and the Red Wings, said you're not going to be able to bet on those teams at their specific casino, just to kind of separate, you know, take them out of the picture there, which makes sense.
Yeah. Interesting.
But literally these casinos are, I mean, it's like Vegas. I mean, they're next door to each other. So
yeah.
It's not going to make a difference. You're going to go to the casino that isn't run by the team owner and put down your bets. I don't know. I'm not a gambler, so I leave the rest up to you, TM. You tell us how it shakes out.
I just think we're wait and see. Let's see what happens. They literally are saying by Memorial Day or by 4th of July, I forget which you know, they're, I mean, end of August at the latest, they're saying this is going down in Jersey. And I guess that's because we have Atlantic City. So, I mean, there's already the forum for them to just throw it in.
Right.
And build the sports books. And these casinos need it down there because there's a lot of failing businesses down in that city. So,
yeah,
maybe that's what you will see. And I'm psyched because I'm 2 hours away. So I'll go have the experience and, you know, try it out and get into it. But again, it's not something that wasn't already accessible to me. So
I mean, it's accessible to anybody, really. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like you said, it's just going to make just like you said with weed. I mean, it's just going to make it a easier thing to do and a legal thing to do.
Yeah. Now did Chad D call in? Did we get a LeBron James call here, or that's it?
We did not. We did
I'm shocked.
We did not. Oh, you mean LeBron James for this? For this sport?
Basketball. Oh, God. There was no condo association meeting, was there? You were working on that production for the last 3 hours.
Oh, no. That was just me playing multiple drops at once just for you.
Oh, nice. Basketball. Piano, two hands. Good for you. Great job.
Yes. Yeah, so LeBron James.
Down 0-2.
Yeah, the but least...
he's not worried because he's been down 3-1.
Yes. The least, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, praised triple-double of all time. Last night. 42, 10, and 13, or whatever he had.
This whole situation is, it's friggin'...
unbelievable!
It really is, though. Like, it, and it's not in an entertaining way. Like, I checked the score for game one. Boston wins by 30. Right. It's like, oh, all right. That's kind of a statement. And then I'm checking the score the entire second game. Cleveland's up. Cleveland's up 7 at halftime. Cleveland's up. Check the score, you know, getting towards mid-fourth quarter, and Boston's up. And I'm like, all right, this is set up for LeBron to make his comeback, hit a big shot, go home 1-1. So I turn the game on. I mean, I probably tapped out of the game.
Before you tapped in?
I couldn't even finish the game. Like, I muted the television, and I went and I did something else. Like, it just sucked. The league stank. I'm sorry, I can't stand it. It's so boring.
Well, I'm sitting here watching the Golden State Houston game, and Houston's up by 26. I mean, the game's over.
Is this?
What's it? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good.
But that's awesome. As we were working through tech diffs today, this brand of basketball is just, I mean, literally Golden State. I mean, and Houston's actually worse. They just stand five players around the 3-point line. They run ISO, do a couple of dribbles, and shoot up a three. I mean, and obviously Houston's hitting their threes today, and Golden State is not because they're losing by 20, 26. So I totally agree with you. The only thing that I do like is watching Boston and how deep that team is and watching the guys that are like second and third off the bench manhandle the rest of the Cavaliers because that team is just horrendous. I mean, you've got guys that are seventh down the line on Boston that are taking the Cavalier starters to the woodshed, if you will. I mean, they're just manhandling them in every single way. They're playing better defense. They're quicker to the basket. They're just – the job that Brad Stevens has done with that Boston Celtics team is
Yeah.
Something remarkable because they don't have their best two players. And the funny articles that you see, or the headlines that you see, is the Cavaliers need Kyrie Irving more than Boston does. And it's absolutely right. Kyrie Irving sitting there.
That was a killer punchline right there.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm excited anymore. I was excited for these series, you know, and it's nice to see Houston like make a comeback here and blow Golden State out of the water in this second game. But if these are how the games are going to be, it's not really my type of basketball. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I was not paying attention to tonight's game, but I'm pretty psyched that Houston's going to win. Because kind of makes it a series, although Golden State could be the kind of team that just says, all right, you know, we can take tonight off because we know we'll win all our home games.
Yeah, but, and that's, you know, it could very well change for Cleveland too. You know, they're going to go home now, but I mean.
Did you see what I said in that chat with Chad? I said the team that wins game three wins that series.
Yeah, it could very well be that. It's
well, I think that statement, I'm just kind of covering my ass when I say that, like, you know, because if Boston goes up 3-0, you know, there's next to no chance Cleveland wins four straight. And like you're saying, you're pointing it out, he has no supporting cast. It's brutal.
None. And Kevin Love will get his 20, but
and lose. I mean, yeah. Yeah, but Kevin Love, come on. No, the guy's
he's getting 20 points by default. I mean, they have to – they're going to score 90, and LeBron can't score, you know, more than 50, so somebody's going to – I mean, Kyle Korver had 17 first-half points. You know, he's been in the league for 30 years. But that game – that series is getting very chippy, which is entertaining to watch. You know, J.R. Smith –
That was really the only part of the game I was like, no, all right. Yeah.
Shoved Marcus Morris when he was kind of going up for an alley-oop, and surprised he didn't get
the flagrant two. The announcers were actually great during all that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was
in shock. Yep. It was great.
Yeah, he should have gotten kicked out. He even came out and admitted, he's like, yeah, I was fine with the flagrant run. One, I pushed him. And it's like, if that's the case, you should have been out of the fucking game, but oh well.
I expect nothing less from J.R. Smith. Oh, I've seen enough of him.
Yes. Yep. I could do without him for a long time.
But this is so annoying because, all right, LeBron, all right, so they lose. Say they lose this year. I mean, if they win, we're still talking about him. But if they lose, we're of course going to still be talking about him. And then we have to go to free agency with him. So this guy is like 12 months out of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly in the news. It's getting annoying.
Yeah, somebody was already claiming, you know, why the Toronto Raptors need to go after LeBron or why Boston, you know, it's just like, oh my God.
They name all the teams that are close.
Right.
Like Philly.
Oh, that's who it was. It was Philly. It was like, why Philly needs to go after LeBron. And it's like, can't we just...
But it's his decision. It doesn't fucking matter. Ugh. Everybody could use LeBron James.
The decision.
Part two.
That's right. The uno. The deuce. All right. Well.
Was that it with BSV?
That's it for BSV, yes.
All right. Quick pee break. And then there's a little something I want to do with you real quick. And then we're done.
Oh, boy.
But guess what?
Oh.
I gotta take a pick.
Oh. Here we go.
But wait.
Oh, what did you
have? I have a pee break sound.
What? Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
I'll go pee, then you go pee. Okay, I'll be right back. Pee break. The show has gone on way too long, now will it ever drop? I gotta pee so goddamn bad, but PJ won't shut up.
Oh, boy.
Isn't there a bottle near the
it's a toilet I can't reach. My legs are squirming, my bladder's burning. Relief is what I need. I need a pee break. I fucking needed a pee break since the start of the cast. It's gotta be soon and it's gotta be long. Hurry up before I piss in my pants.
Yeah.
I need a pee break. I fucking needed a pee break since the start of the show. Can we please take one soon? I've had too many beers. It's an emergency. I've got to go.
Yes!
You played right into my card. But I surprised you with it and now I have drops to fill the beginning of the song with.
Yes. Fucking amazing. Yes, TM. I love the end of that. It's glorious.
You love it and I want to change it.
Oh, you do? Good. Change it.
Yeah. I need more pee drops. That wasn't even really a piss initiated pee break. That was a dog begging obnoxiously for food in the kitchen break. And I had to actually get up and feed the dog. And then I pissed. Full disclosure, maybe we need a feed the dog sounder.
I got up and grabbed a drink and didn't piss. And I hope the rest of the show is relatively quick because I have to piss. So
you fucking blew it. All right, real quick. I took a couple notes last week from the voicemails when people were asking you questions, yes, not knowing that you were off. So, would Barry Sanders be great in today's NFL?
100% yes. I mean, he's the most elusive back of all time. I mean, how does that not translate to today's NFL? He was never fast. He was never the fastest. He never really had breakaway speed. So in today's faster NFL, that wouldn't really change. He still wouldn't be, you know, pulling away from guys on long runs. He worked with a line that, you know, a lot of people gave shit for. And we've talked about it in the past if he had Emmitt Smith's line, but the Lions offensive line in the early 90s was actually pretty damn good. He would play as well. I mean, he, for a small guy, he blocked decent enough. He caught the ball pretty well out of the backfield. And in today's like run blocking schemes and, you know, more spread offenses, I don't know how he wouldn't translate to today's NFL. So yes, he would be everything that he was then and maybe even more.
All right. Yeah, but when he's asking the question, I'm like, I didn't really have much to bring to the table because I was like, wow, it's been a long time since I got to get to like a highlight reel of him or something, or there'd be a documentary on him would be nice at this point.
Yeah. I mean, the thing was,
one of the, you know, the best ever. And I was alive to see him and remember watching him, but I don't remember well enough.
The joke here, maybe not even the joke, cause it's probably a actual like factual stat, is he, you know, led the league in negative yardage runs. Cause that's what he did. You know, he'd kind of do, you know how Le'Veon has this kind of slow, deliberate hole.
Yeah.
Barry was kind of the opposite, where he went to hit the hole, but was able to stop and change direction.
Right.
And so he was subject to a lot of negative yardage runs, you know, -1, -2. But he would also, every third of those runs where he would kind of juke one direction and get stopped for -1, he would juke the other direction on the next run and break it for 15. So he was super entertaining to watch, you know? And sometimes you get mad at him because you just want him to be Emmitt Smith and hit the hole and gain a yard or two, but that's not the runner that he was.
I completely agree with everything you're saying. And to be honest, this reminds me of my peewee football career.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You want to know how many yards I have in my career as a running back?
Give it to me.
-3. Anyway.
How many runs? One?
I think one, yeah.
Maybe Tom Sr. can call in about that.
He probably doesn't remember. I think I just reminded him of it the other night because it still bothers me. All right. So the only other question from last week's BSVs I had for you was, are you concerned with Chad D's love for LeBron James?
God, we're dealing with this today. Was this today? Yesterday? Nah. Last night that he was?
We're not gonna give him the FaceTime because he didn't call in. I was waiting for a love-in on LeBron tonight. The greatest down 0-2 player of all time.
I thought your question was going to be, am I concerned with Chad D's love for the WNBA? And the answer is yes.
As you make that statement, I am literally deleting that from my list of notes because I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of us talking about it. Perfect rant enticing statement of all time. Like I started writing stuff down as I was listening. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Fucking WNBA, the fucking ruin my show.
Oh, that's great.
All right. The Red Sox and Yankees will be playing two games in London next June. What do you think about that?
I mean, at least they're going there for two games instead of one like the NFL. But I mean, how is that going to work with the Major League Baseball season? I mean, you literally get one day off every 13 days. I don't know.
Good point. This is my reaction is this.
What? Stop being assholes.
Horrible. This is bullshit. I'm sorry, Nate Peterson. You don't need our national pastime. This is fucking stupid. And I'm F-bombing and I don't give a shit. What are they doing? All these times I've already had to deal with the fucking Dolphins going over there. And I'm not even a Yankee fan. I'm a Met fan. But now you're going to take baseball over there? Enough is enough. This has got to stop. I am sick and tired of all professional sports having to play games in London. Mexico City? All right. It's on the same continent. We have Canadian professional sports teams, so that's fine. That's close to home. This is bullshit. And the point you made, I didn't even think about. They can't fly over there, play the next day, play the day after that, and then fly back and play in the Northeast that weekend. You can't do it.
Right.
Now, so what? Those teams are going to get extra days off. So, and first of all, it's Yankee Red Sox. Like, that's the biggest rivalry. And you're now basically diminishing the value of two of those games in that series during this regular season by playing them over there and just making it an event and a novelty. And it's bullshit.
Did you see, to go with this, did you know that Seattle and Oakland are playing in Tokyo next year as well?
Same thing, different direction.
Right. So this says, and I was just looking because I didn't want to. The reason why it got brought up is because if you heard like 2 weeks ago that Ichiro got put on their coaching staff or whatever it was,
the front office.
Yep. And so somebody on the radio was talking about, wouldn't it be perfect for them to do kind of his retirement in Tokyo? Right. And I'm like, playing in Tokyo? Like, what the fuck?
That's what they're going to do. He's not retired so that he can play in that series and then retire or something. But something along those lines.
So this says two-game series on March 20th and 21st. So this clearly...
That's like before the regular. So
yeah, no, this says it is regular season. It says we'll open next season in Tokyo. The two clubs will play a two-game series March 20th and 21st with the games counted officially as home contests for Oakland, which is kind of a slap to Oakland, you know, with Ichiro being on the Mariners. Like, oh yeah, go play in Tokyo and be home games. Essentially.
That is a blunder right there. Oh my God. I don't understand. I feel like they've actually done this before, maybe exhibition games over there or somewhere. Not here, but I can't stand this stuff. Yankees, Red Sox, if you want an exhibition over there, fine. But what do they get? Oh, my God. And March 21st, I understand the weather is different in Tokyo, and I am 99% sure it's going to be indoors. But that's a week earlier. That's 8 days earlier than we started this year, and that right. became a huge problem with all the weather and shit. Yeah. And it's still going on.
Man, these sports want to become international. I mean, you look at, like basketball is widespread now. I mean,
yeah, but every country plays basketball.
That's true. That's true.
England is cricket and shit. I don't know.
But that's – and you know what? To that point, this is off. I mean, at least Japan is a – probably the second – well, I don't want to say second. You know, it's probably the second biggest major league – baseball league – in the world. Obviously you have all like the Latin American countries have big baseball influences, but the Japanese majors is a huge league.
Right.
Like you said, London, they don't even fucking play baseball.
Right. It's so stupid. Oh my God. And if I was a Yankee or Red Sox fan, I'd be livid. And they probably are not thinking about this right now because they still have a season this year, unlike anyway.
Oh boy.
Stay tuned for the next mini binge. I was hoping you would ask me what I thought the biggest surprise of the first 40 games of the MLB season was.
TM, what is the biggest surprise of the first 40 games of the MLB season?
Well, I'm glad you asked, PJ. I wrote it down. The Dodgers are only one game better than the Miami Marlins through 41 games in the standings. Are you fucking kidding?
I mean,
what a joke. That team, fuck LA. Come on, man. They should have won the National League last year. What is the story out there? How are you that bad? How is it that much? I hate baseball. I hate baseball. All right. I'm done. Go Rockets.
Yes. Did you see Bartolo Colon get hit in the gut today? That was pretty funny. Look it up.
Nice. On that note.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Close this out.
Oh, you're going to make me do it? All right, everybody.
I'll close this out. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll check in next week. Hopefully there's more to talk about. I'm going to guess that one of these NBA series are done by the next sportscast. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about more baseball and the shitty-ass Mets. Anything from you, PJ? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba basketball.
That's all I got.
Well, I guess that's why they call it MMA. Time on your back should be time spent with dudes.
Play hard.
Tickling like children.
Yes.
Hugging like lovers.
Yes.
Spilling your dude sweat. All one another.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's why they call it MMA.
Unbelievable!
Hey, what's up, Binge Sportscast? This is your buddy Art from Cali with another edition of Inside the Cage with Art.
They're so hot.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving handjobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving handjobs because I was the best at it.
Mulling guy in here, right now.
Hey. I'm really happy on white wine right now.